It's a very porous rock that's quarried somewhere, and then it can be expanded by heat almost like popcorn. And that's the little white gravelly looking stuff on the top. Yeah. And you mix it in with your dirt, and it loosens up the dirt so that the roots get lots of oxygen.
Do you use any of the gumbo in here?
Even in this garden right here, this has all had lots of composted rice hulls and a fair amount of sand tilled into it with a tiller.
Do you do all of this yourself?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Takes a while to get it all fed. It's okay to water it, but to get it all fed, you have to measure out the fertilizer. Water it all in properly.
How long have you been interested in plants or something?
Well, I've been interested in plants for a long time, but I've never had a place where the kinds of plants I like to grow would grow until 3 years ago when we built this, because it's too hot for anything like fuchsias. Geraniums shrivel up and get little tiny out in the hot sun. And begonias don't do too well in the hot sun. This is a geranium. And that's a scented geranium. If you pinch a leaf, it smells good. And these are fuchsias. All the blooming ones are fuchsias. They're more of a California plant because they like to be very moist. And they like to have good air circulation, and they like light, but not direct sun. Mm-hmm. So we can provide all that, and they cannot take high temperatures. If it's over 80 degrees at night, they will just shrivel up and die. So they do okay in air conditioning.
What do you do when it rains? It's going to come in from that?
Oh, well, it just comes down the tree and wets the dirt. That doesn't hurt anything.
It's just like
a
greenhouse.
Mm-hmm. Very much.
Do you ever hear of a soil called loam or loon?
Yes, loam. We would say a sandy loam. There are areas of Houston that have good sandy loam. And that's black dirt mixed with sand, and it's friable, and it's pretty good for growing things in. If you want to have a garden, it would be a nice area of town to live in.
If you had some swampy land and you wanted to get the water off it, you'd say you wanted to
drain it.
What would you dig to drain the water off?
A trench or a channel or a drainage ditch, probably. I'd probably dig a ditch, most likely.
What if it's big enough, if it's been enlarged and it's big enough for a boat to come through? Would you still call it a ditch? A man-made?
Well, I don't think of a ditch as being quite big enough for boats to come through.
What?
But a canal, I suppose, would be, because they dig canals in the rice fields to irrigate the rice. It has to be flooded, and they have little small dirt dams all around the edges of the rice fields. And when they flood them, sometimes they take small boats, like a little bitty rowboat, down the canal that they dig from the water source to the rice fields.
What would you call, say, if you had a heavy rain down the slope, a lot of water had washed away some of the dirt, and it left a little...
A gully?
Okay.
Yeah.
How big is a gully?
A gully can be any size. A gully can be little, or it would have to be probably several feet deep before I'd be willing to call it a gully. Otherwise, it would be a wash or a washout. But gullies sometimes have water running in them permanently, but usually they dry out in the... between rains.
What if it's huge, like it's been sort of a landslide and enough, say if it's big enough for a tree to be in it, and just a huge gully, would you?
I'd still call it a gully. This right behind us has trees in it, and it's pretty wide, and it's Piney Point Gully, and that's what we call it.
Okay.
And we had one about the same size where I used to live that didn't have a name, but we always called it the gully.